Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Savior, who is Jesus the Christ. Amen. As I have said, in Advent, we begin a whole new church year. And when I think of a new year approaching, I consider if I will be making any New Year's resolutions. Now, honestly, I don't always make New Year's resolutions. But if I make up my mind to make a New Year's resolution, then I try my best to keep that New Year's resolution. Now, people like to make different resolutions, but inevitably they all have one theme in common, right? And that's usually personal improvement. People want to lose weight. They want to eat healthier. They want to work out more, read more books. They want to learn a new language or develop a new skill, perhaps find a new job or work on repairing a damaged relationship. Maybe they want to take a trip or do something that will help them to grow as a person. So if we were to make a New Year's resolution for us here at Trinity Lutheran Church this year, what would it be? What new spiritual practice would we like to take up in this new church year? I know hearing the word new may make a few of us feel uneasy. Human nature being what it is, we tend to stick with what we know and are good at. Still, in today's gospel reading, we hear that God is going about his work in new ways. And if God is up to something new, then perhaps we should as well. Now, I know what some of you may be thinking. Can we do this? Can I inject new energy into my prayer life at 39 or 59 or 89 years of age? Can I actually read the whole Bible in just 1 year? Can I pass on what I've learned to a younger generation of confirmation students who could benefit from my spiritual wisdom? Can I volunteer in my community in a way that puts my faith into action? Can I even invite someone gently to church and yet do so confidently? Yes, we can do all of these things and more, because the Lord will help us. Moreover, it's never too late to try something new and experience some growth in our Christian faith. In fact, this Sunday may be just the perfect opportunity for a new beginning. The gospel appointed for this Sunday is all about beginnings, and this happens in three ways. First, it has to do with John the Baptist. John the Baptist not only announced that God is beginning something new in this world, he embodied that new beginning. Just think about John the Baptist. What did he wear? What did he eat? He wore camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate honey and wild locusts. Yuck. Obviously, he is noticeably different from the religious leaders of his day, and he offers the people of his time a complete break from their everyday life in Jerusalem. Why else would people journey out from the city to the wilderness, to that place of testing, if it were not for the hope there is something more that awaits them than their everyday routines offer? Last week, Mark's gospel said that people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him. Why did they go? People went because when they saw John the Baptist, they thought they were seeing the prophet Elijah once more. And that's because of John's demeanor, the way he dressed, the way he acted, and his message, right? John preached about the need for everyone to repent and prepare themselves for the coming of the Messiah. Now, anyone who saw John or heard him would have had alarm bells going off in the first century in Palestine. They would have thought, Elijah has returned to prepare the way of the Messiah. And that's exactly what John was doing. John was preparing the people for the coming of Jesus. When John said, make straight the way of the Lord, John was announcing not only a change, but in fact a complete makeover in how the world would experience and relate to the Lord. In Jesus' coming, God was beginning a whole new and unique way of relating to his people. Today we hear John the Baptist say that we need to make straight the way of the Lord. So I'm curious, people of God, How are you doing? How are our Advent preparations coming along? Are we attending to those things that tend to get in the way of our relationship with the Lord? Are we addressing those things in our life that lead us away from God's will for our lives? Are we honestly naming them? Do we have the courage to look inside and say, yep, I need to deal with that and that and that? I hope so, because we are running out of time very quickly, because Christmas is next week. Second, Jesus himself is a new beginning, God's new beginning. In Jesus the Christ, God creates anew and again, pouring out his love in the cross, a love that is stronger than anything this world can dish out, including death. And so in Christ's life and ministry, and through his cross and resurrection, we see God announcing that it is never too late, that this world and the reality we know so well do not have the final word, that God, the creator and author of all things, is not finished yet and has promised to renew and restore and recreate all things. There is an awful lot to get ready for. And so we hear John the Baptist cry out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Third, and perhaps most relevant for us on this day, the gospel story we read today announces not just John's preparing the people for the coming of Jesus, but of us preparing ourselves for the coming of Christ anew into our lives. In fact, given that the Bible begins in the very beginning in Genesis and ends only at the very end with the book of Revelation, you might just say, in fact, flat out declare, that we all live our lives somewhere between the Acts of the Apostles and the book of Revelation. That is, having heard the stories of our ancestors in the faith, we are now called upon to take our place and play our part in God's ongoing story and in the ongoing story of the people of God. The people of God have been preaching the gospel and baptizing new disciples and teaching God's people for over 2,000 years. And yet, we're not done yet. The archangel's trumpet has not yet sounded. The Lord has not returned in all of his glory. So guess what, brothers and sisters? We're not done. We still have work to do to prepare for the Lord's coming at Christmas and at the end of time. And this brings me back then to the matter of spiritual practices. Because if we want to take our place in the ongoing story of God's people, we had better get prepared. This will require us to brush up on our spiritual practices and quite possibly even learn a few new ones. Now, to all the kids out there, here's a secret about us adults. Yes, we adults can learn new things. It just takes us a while longer than it takes you guys. And the truth is, most adults have a hard time learning something new, not because we can't, but simply because we derive so much of our identity from the things we do well. And whenever we begin something new, we are painfully aware of our incompetence. And for adults, that's more than just a little unnerving. So if we are to equip ourselves with the skills essential for Christian living, like reading and interpreting the Bible so that it shapes our lives, like nurturing our relationship with God through prayer, like actively making connections between faith and our daily lives, like being able to give voice to our faith so that it becomes both real for us and those around us, or like gently inviting others to come here to worship with us, not twisting their arm or berating them, but gently and consistently inviting them to join us here to hear God's word. If we're going to do these things, then we're going to need to help each other learn and practice those skills. And there's no better place than Sunday worship. That is something that gives me great joy as a pastor, helping other people to understand their faith and to see how their faith connects to their daily lives. Now, sometimes I do this by having you fill out pieces of paper during worship. Sometimes I ask you questions in my sermon, and I know, especially for a Norwegian community, that stretches you a little bit, so thank you for putting up with me. Many times I ask you to take your faith and go outside of the walls of this holy place and put your faith into action by making a concrete difference in this world for the sake of others. Now, there's a method to my madness. I do these things, giving you the chance to participate, to practice, to learn new skills and gain some confidence and realize that we are all capable of making connections, of talking about our faith, and of interpreting Scripture with confidence. I do these things so that we can work on developing the skills we need for living Christian lives. Does that mean taking risks? Yes. Does that mean trying to do things a little bit differently? Yes. Does that mean making a resolution or two that we will continue to grow as we wait and prepare for Christ's coming? Yes, it means all of those things. Understanding the need to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Lord in this week's gospel reading, and given that it's only the third Sunday in a new church year, I wonder if this wouldn't be the perfect time for us to consider, what new thing do I want to learn in the coming year? What new thing do I want to learn in the coming year? So please think about that, and pray about it, and ponder about it in the week ahead. I want you to come up to me at some point and tell me one new thing that you want to learn about, one new spiritual practice you would like to discover, one new question you would like to be able to discuss during the coming year. Trust me, if we take this seriously, we'll have more than enough things to study and try out in the coming year. John the Baptist's message was one of repentance and preparation for the coming of the Lord. We can do the same. We can repent of our sins and prepare ourselves for Christ's coming through making a few new spiritual resolutions. If we're going to equip ourselves with the essential skills necessary for living Christian lives, especially in an era where less than 50% of people attend church, where people don't know the basic stories of the Bible, where people don't pray a lot, where people don't see the connection between what we do on Sunday and what we do out Monday through Saturday, then we're going to need to practice these skills so that we can gently and lovingly model them for others so that they too may join us in the ongoing story of the people of God. So think about these essential Christian skills, whether it's prayer or reading the Bible or serving out in the public, or, can I say the word evangelism, inviting people to church. Think about those. Pray about them. And then let me know what you want us to do in the coming new year. We can tackle these skills in many different ways, whether it's Bible studies or discussion groups, or even practice them here on a Sunday morning in worship. Together, let's all heed John's call to prepare ourselves, because the Lord is coming. Amen.